Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Auerbach. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe LaHude. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Ferraro. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Lonborg. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Lonborg. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting third. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Coleman. And now, play ball. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball four. Rodriguez moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Northrup for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is called out on strikes. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe LaHude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHude takes first base on ball four. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. LaHude moves to third. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Lonborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lonborg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Auerbach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lonborg moves to second. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 1 in the game. Theobald bunts towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. Lonborg moves to third. Auerbach moves to second. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lonborg scores. Auerbach scores. May moves to second. It's 2-0, Brewers. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Briggs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May scores. Scott moves to third. Briggs moves to second. It's 3-0, Brewers. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. LaHood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott scores. Briggs moves to third. It's 4-0, Brewers. Joe Niekro now pitching. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ferraro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Briggs scores. LaHood moves to third. It's 5-0, Brewers. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. LaHood scores. Ferraro moves to third. It's 6-0, Brewers. Jim Lonborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lonborg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lonborg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ferraro scores. Rodriguez moves to second. It's 7-0, Brewers. Bill Gilbert now pitching. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Auerbach hits a line drive into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 1 in the game. Theobald hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Theobald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a pop-up towards short. Auerbach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, May takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Scott takes first base on ball 4. May moves to second. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Briggs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May scores. Scott moves to third. It's 8-0, Brewers. Joe LaHute is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHute is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. LaHute hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Briggs moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ferraro hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Scott tags and scores. Briggs tags and moves to third. One out. It's 9-0, Brewers. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Briggs tags and scores. Two outs. It's 10-0, Brewers. Jim Lonborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lonborg is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lonborg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Haller hits a pop-up towards short. Auerbach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May. Stanley reaches second base with a double. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tony Taylor now playing third base. Aurelio Rodriguez now playing shortstop. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Auerbach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-2 in the game. Theobald hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Theobald reaches second base with a double. Auerbach goes all the way around to score. It's 11-0, Brewers. John Hiller now pitching. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, May hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Theobald scores. It's 12-0, Brewers. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Scott moves to second. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Briggs strikes out. Two outs. Joe LaHute is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHute is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. LaHute strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 12, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Heisa now playing shortstop. John Knox pinch hits for John Hiller. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of LaHute. Knox reaches second base with a double. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Knox moves to third. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lonborg fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Lonborg. McAuliffe moves to second. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez strikes out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Knox tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 12-1, Brewers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a pop-up towards third. Ferraro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 12, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. John Knox now playing second base. Chris Zachary now pitching. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Ferraro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Seelbach now pitching. Jim Lonborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lonborg is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lonborg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rodriguez misplays the ball. That's an error on Rodriguez. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Northrup. Heisa reaches second base with a double. Lonborg moves to third. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Theobald takes first base on ball 4. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. with two walks. May hits a line drive into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 12, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ollie Brown now playing right field. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Northrup for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 12, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Wayne Kummer now playing center field. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Scott hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 13-1, Brewers. Brock Davis pinch hits for John Briggs. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards second. Knox scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Ferraro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 13, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Brock Davis now playing left field. Sid O'Brien now playing second base. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Knox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton pinch hits for Chuck Seelbach. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ferraro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 13, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Tom Timmerman now pitching. Jim Lonborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lonborg is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lonborg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Heisa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rodriguez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 13, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds now playing first base. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 3 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lonborg fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 3 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 3 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reynolds scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Northrup for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 13, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ike Brown now playing shortstop. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks. May takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knox fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. Two outs. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 13, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ken Sanders now pitching. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Haller strikes out. One out. Wayne Kummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kummer hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 13, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.